It's 9:27 on Classical Mornings. I'm your host, Jean Stillwell, on the new Classical FM. Luminata Festival returns June 4th to 22nd to ignite Toronto with bold, playful, and of-the-moment art experiences that transform people, places, and possibilities of the city. Under the visionary leadership of CEO Celia Smith and Artistic Director Olivia Ancel, Luminata enters a new era with a bigger and more ambitious 19th edition of the festival that invites the public to encounter the city like never before. Joining us this morning to talk about it is Olivia Ancel, the Artistic Director of Luminata. Good morning.
Good morning, Jean. Good to be with you.
Great to be with you, too. And listen to that accent. That's going to inform us a lot. The first question I have for you is to talk about the theme of the festival this year.
Well, I've been coming to Toronto now for about 2 years in the lead up to my first festival, the inaugural program. And something about this city that really struck me was it's a city that never sleeps. Right. It's a city of languages, of diversity, of opportunity, of a collaboration. And so we wanted to put a festival together that looked at the first of things and the last of things. Any day could be ordinary, but any given day could be extraordinary. And how can we mobilize the city and look at the identity of Toronto and really reflect the artistic conversations in a 24-hour cycle. So we have a dawn chorus at Union Station that will disrupt commuters at 7:30 in the morning. But then we have cemetery walks. We have first breath. We have last dance. So it's these antidotes of firsts and lasts we really wanted you to explore this year.
And so you've been working on this festival particularly for 2 years.
That's right. So I've just come from the Sydney Festival as artistic director. And as I was finishing my final two programs for Sydney, I was long lead scouting works around the world for Luminata. And I moved here with my family in February. So I'm a new Torontonian.
You came in February? Oh, you poor thing.
I must say, I can't believe how fast the spring is. It's like 1 minute you walk out, there's sticks on the trees and nothing in the garden bed, and then boom, here it is.
Yeah. And then we've got a yo-yo going on because 1 minute it's cold, 1 minute it's hot. It's just, but you know, I love Toronto for that. I love the seasons and everything like that. But new people, you know, I don't know how you're taking it. But what I do sense is that you've got a magnetic energy and a curiosity that is so important for a festival like Luminata.
It is. And that's the word, curiosity. I think artists, Canadian artists, are some of the best artists in the world, and they are so curious. And what I've really noticed here is you put out an idea, you put out a provocation, and I'll talk about that shortly with Michael Mori and Tapestry Opera with Queen of the Night.
Oh, cool.
And artists are so curious in this town. They want to collaborate. They want to work cross-culturally. They want to explore practices and philosophies by other artists from around the world. And as a festival director, that makes a very fertile bed for creating incredible new work.
But how long did it take you to decide? Because this is so vast and you have so many opportunities in the world. Of course, I'm sure budget takes place a lot and guides you. But also, we do have a very cross-cultural city. We are probably the most multicultural city in the world, you know, because it's wonderful, all the colors of the city. But how do you reduce it? I mean, how do you decide?
Well, in looking at the theme for this year and also the bold new era of Luminata, which is distinctly Toronto, proudly Canadian and totally global, it's the city's identity that spoke to me. What does this city want to tell its inhabitants and its visitors? And it was this theme of day-night, we never sleep. When you're asleep at night, there are people powering the city. And you can see that through Anishinaabe photographer Nadia Quandaben's exhibition Night Shifts. She's photographed all these people in Toronto, from undertakers and firefighters and the shawarma vendor that's open 24 hours, you know, all these interesting people, even the late-night university student that's cramming at 2 a.m. in a deserted library. And we've photographed these characters of Toronto. And so this idea of the city as the star, the identity of you as people that inhabit this city, and then choosing the works, it falls from there, you know, when you curate.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know I just have to talk. We've got the TSO is going to be playing a Brahms concert, and that's wonderful. And Brahms is romantic and beautiful, and rightly so, they should be part of this. But also, you're honoring Quincy Jones on June 13, and Larnell Lewis is a big part of that. And Larnell Lewis, we should be specific here, is one of the world's best drummers.
He is, and he's just been working with Snarky Puppy, recording a new album
amazing
in Switzerland.
Amazing band.
He's working
band.
All over the world. But what struck me about meeting Larnell is he worked closely with Quincy, as did so many other Canadian musicians who live right here in Toronto. So this is going to be an epic concert celebrating the late, great Q, as we say. We've got Divine Brown joining and Kirk Diamond on pedal steel, Joy Laps, an all-star lineup of singers and musicians on stage. They'll be performing some of Quincy's greatest hits like Juke Joint, The Dude, and also some of his most famous arrangements with people like Patty Austin and Michael Jackson.
I mean, what a legacy he left, huh? It's just amazing, and rightly so. The interesting thing about Quincy Jones is he was very multicultural, you know.
Indeed.
and he belongs in Luminato, the honoring of him.
He was such a mentor. He mentored young musicians. And actually, I was just on the weekend in LA. I went down to see the LA Phil and the LA Opera.
Yeah,
and I bought a book.
You.
It was wonderful. And I bought this book about Quincy. And it's a book that he wrote for young artists about how to find their creative way, how to keep on the path. You know, at one point in Quincy's career, he's very public about the fact that he had a breakdown and he just couldn't find the light to keep going. And I started reading this book. I purchased it at the shop, and it's been really enlightening. He mentored so many, and he really, really had a love of supporting the next generation of musicians, regardless of circumstance or opportunity. He was about equity. Mm. How can I spot new talent, particularly from marginalized communities? How can I spot new talent, get behind them and lift them up and give them their light through music?
Olivia, how do you find your creative way?
Well, I am forever curious. And Jean, I was an artist. That's how I started in my career.
I thought as much.
And I grew up in a very artistic and musical family. My father was a musician, composer, and arranger. My mother was a choreographer and a dancer.
Wow.
So I had it all around me.
That covers it all.
It covers it all. And look, I switched from being an artist to being a curator and a producer because I loved seeing the sum of the parts come together, forever curious and creative. And I love that muse, that opportunity to converse and dream up and scheme up. But ultimately, I love seeing artists with full agency taking ideas into their own control and commissioning them into great outcomes. So, you know, a city builder, how do we lift the city up? How do we represent the identity of this city, employing all the great artists that Canada has?
Well, Olivia, I'm going to stop there because your energy and your curiosity, et cetera, is infusing this festival this year. And I think it's the best thing and best news that's happened to Toronto in a very long time. Oh. So I want to thank you for coming in. I'm very excited to be seeing a lot of this festival and for Toronto to be responding to it and see what happens.
Thanks, Jean. Well, we
thank
run
you.
3 to 21 June, and we can't wait to host you there.
Awesome. Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in. We've been speaking with Artistic Director Olivia Ancel of the Luminato Festival. And for tickets, you can go to luminatofestival.com. It runs from June 4th to 22nd.